The next patient is Sherry Lee. Last name is L-E-E. The first name is S-H-E-R-R-Y. This is the clinical case of a 51-year-old African-American male that is a patient of Dr. Vren Edrick, V-R-E-N space E like an echo, D like in Delta, R like in Roger, I like in India, C like in Charlie, K like in Kilo. Vandrick Early, that is referred to this office for evaluation of the kidney function. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus from the last 20 years and has been controlled with the drastic change in the lifestyle. The patient used to weigh 300 pounds and right now is 233. And he is also taking glipizide 10 milligrams every day, metformin 100 milligrams BID, and some Trulicity. The patient doesn't recall the strength of the Trulicity. This patient doesn't have any compromise in the retina, doesn't have any cardiovascular compromise, any cardiovascular events in the past, no peripheral vascular disease. The patient exercises frequently and he's very active and very meticulous with the diet. In the laboratory workup that was sent with the referral, there is a creatinine of 1, a BUN of 11 with an estimated GFR of 85. The calcium is reported at 11.5 milligrams per deciliter, which is significantly elevated. The sodium is 143, potassium is 4.2, chloride 103, CO2 26. The liver function test at with normal limits, albumin 4.9. The albumin creatinine ratio. Microalbumin creatinine ratio is 6, which is with a normal range. There is no evidence of proteinuria whatsoever. Hemoglobin A1C that was recently checked is 6.7. Before that, in August, was 7. In summary, the patient has a very good GFR of 85 with the evidence of a patient has a good GFR that is 85 without evidence of significant proteinuria. The patient has the blood sugar under control. Period. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today was 139 over 87, which in not reality is hypertension. This patient needs to continue losing weight, and I explained in detail the reasons that is better to decrease the fluid intake, most importantly the sodium intake, and decrease the body weight at least to 220 pounds. He is determined to do that, and I am not going to add any medications. following number history of gout, we are going to check the uric acid. The patient is asymptomatic. Following number, the patient has a calcium of 11.5. We are going to repeat the determination of the calcium. If elevated, we do the hypercalcemia workup. Following number, hypertriglyceridemia, that is most likely associated to the diabetes and the fact that the patient likes sweets. I explained the mechanism of sweet intake and triglyceride formation and deposition. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. We'll keep you posted with the progress. We spend 15 minutes reviewing the referral in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.